Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Now we're at the part of the show where we give you the opportunity to help set the content. Fabulous Finds is our list of hidden gems of Cape Town. We are compiling a list of the things that you've told us about that are worth celebrating. The nominations range far and wide. They've included everything from hiking trails to restaurants to stores to car mechanics. Anything goes. We don't set criteria. We simply ask you to tell us your fabulous find so that we can share the news with everybody else. And the way to do that is to send an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za or an SMS to 31567 or a WhatsApp message to 072-567-1567. And simply make sure you put the words fab find or hidden gem somewhere in that message so we know it's intended for this feature. We could be calling you to share the word with us. Now, this week's Fabulous Find is a special one because it actually offers us a chance to catch up with a former colleague of ours who's hung up his headphones and swapped them for a chef's apron. Before I introduce you to him, though, let's hear from the listener who nominated his eatery called Nice and Spicy, which is located on Rosmead Avenue in Claremont at the Caltex Garage. And if you know the Choo Choo Park in Claremont, to give you a sort of a beacon, that's pretty just a couple of a block or two down the road. On the line with us is Graham English, who sent through the nomination for Nice and Spicy and is a big fan of the place. Graham, great to have you with us, and thanks so much for sending in the nomination.
Kapil, thanks very much. It's a pleasure.
How did you first discover Nice and Spicy?
I discovered it by chance. I was trying to find options for getting home in the least amount of traffic from Century City, where I work. And I just happened to notice the sign up at the shop, and I gave it a go.
Okay, and tell us what you found. Graham, won't you describe the place for us?
Yeah, sure. It's a takeaway venue only. It's very small, consists mainly of kitchen area and then a front shop where Lee serves the customers. And it's a fairly small menu, ranging from burgers to rooties and curries and bunny chars. And of course, then samosas and the other foods that go with that. And I just, as I say, I gave it a chance. And to be honest, I've never ordered another roti from anywhere else. I've been going there for a couple of years now, and it's just, it's really, the food is freshly made. It's nicely presented. The portions are good, and it's good value for money. And Lee's a really friendly guy. So it's just from that perspective, it's been really great.
Okay, Graham, when you say roti, immediately I know some people worry that the food's going to be too hot for their palate. Knowing what I know about where Lee comes from, the chef, it's I'm sure there are some very, very spicy options on the menu. Tell us about the particular one that you order, and can you give us a sense of just how spicy the food is?
Yeah, it's I usually order the chicken roti. I've got two young daughters, and if I order a large one, it feeds three of us. So they really are substantial portions, and they certainly don't complain about the heat. If my younger daughter finds it a little bit spicy, then we just add some yogurt and she has it that way. But it's really, I think it's made for a person who likes those flavors, but it's not there to burn you.
Okay. Graham English, thank you so much for sending through that nomination for Nice and Spicy, his favorite takeaway spot in Claremont. And delighted to have on the line the owner and founder of Nice and Spicy, who is a former KFM DJ, Lee Downs, and a former colleague of mine. Lee, it's great to chat to you again after all these years. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa. Very nice to talk to you as well. I think I owe Graham a roti when he comes in next time.
It sounds like it. Maybe you have with a side order of samosas too. Lee, I mean, you spent nearly a quarter of a century in the radio business. It's quite a change of direction to open up a food business. Was this always part of your grand plan, or did it happen quite by accident?
It was never part of my grand plan. I always enjoyed cooking. I came from a family who cooked all the time. So all through my radio career, I used to cook. In fact, I used to do dinners at home and, you know, feed the kids and all that kind of stuff. So it was something that came very naturally to me. And I just reached the point where I wanted to explore that side of my personality as well. So thus, you know, leaving the radio business to get into cooking.
Okay, now I know that there is a lot of sort of home inspiration behind the way you cook and the dishes you serve. Yeah. I believe your mum was a huge inspiration for you in the kitchen, Lee.
Yes, well, it's my mom and my grandmother and my aunties and uncles. I come from one of those big families where, you know, food was always the center of every gathering. So, you know, just about everybody cooked, and it was potluck, basically, at our family gathering. So everybody cooked a dish and brought it along, and everything was delicious. So, you know, those are my memories of food, and that's the kind of thing I try to communicate with my food and in my stores as well.
So it really is hearty home cooking, and it sounds like you pride yourself on a really good portion size, Lee, which is a nice change from minimalism on the plate.
Absolutely. You know, I call my food homemade because it is homemade food. It's the kind of food you'd make for yourself at home. Perhaps you don't have the time to. And the kind of quality is the quality I fed my family all the time. So it's the kind of stuff I serve in my store. So it as far as the portion sizes are concerned, you know, my mother always said, make sure everybody has enough food. Mm. And that's kind of just stuck with me. And yes, you don't need to. You know, I don't have a board to answer to. There's really no reason to try and serve smaller portions and increase your price. For me, it's generous portions, homemade, top quality all the time.
If I remember correctly, Lee, you're from KZN originally, which we associated
correct.
With blow the top off your mouth hot
yes.
Curries. Is that there on the menu for those who are looking for it, if they really want you to turn up the heat?
Well, you know, I am from Durban originally, and yes, you're right. There's a lot of very hot food, but, you know, I have a board with chalk writing in my store, and the top line is spicy does not mean hot.
Okay.
I think the word spicy scares a lot of people off, but there's so many different ways you can use spicy. Yes, there is heat, but I don't particularly like very hot food myself. I like food with a lot of flavor. But it is curries and not stews, so, you know, we try to balance the flavor with the heat.
Now, Graham recommended the chicken roti. What are the other best sellers on your menu, Lee?
Jeez, they it's like, which kid do I love the best? they all sell pretty well, but, you know, anything with lamb seems to just fly out the door. In fact, I cook more lamb than anything else, and lamb is probably the very top seller at the store.
Okay. And as Graham mentioned, rooties, bunny chows, straight curry and rice. And you run,
yes.
If I'm correct in remembering, you run daily specials as well with a particular dish just on the menu
yes.
for the day?
Yeah, we do. Because it's such a small store, I obviously don't have the space to cook everything I'd like. So we stuck to the basics on a daily basis, which is a lamb, chicken, and a veg or a beans curry. And then we add different dishes from a Wednesday through to Saturday. We do butter chicken. We do something like tripe and trotters, which nobody does. And it's an old Cape Town favorite.
Mm.
We do biryanis on a Friday and a prawn curry on a Saturday.
Okay, so there's something for every palate there, despite the fact that it's a relatively small menu. I always prefer it when a restaurant does small well
correct.
Rather than large sort of half well, if I can put it that way.
Exactly. You don't... I think I stick to the philosophy, just, you know, we keep it simple, we focus on what we do well, and over the years, you kind of learn what people want. And, you know, for a small business, wastage is death,
yeah.
essentially. So, you know, we just try to stick to what people would like to eat.
Okay. We've got a voice note that's come through. I suspect this is going to be another one of your happy customers wanting to share the experience. Let's take a listen to that.
Good afternoon, Pepper. I am so pleased you have Lee online. I'm from Durban, and I've been trying to find a Durban curry. So I like mine hot, and I'll definitely be coming in there with a lot of forewarning to see if I can have a pot of really hot mutton curry. Oof, baby. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. We'll make it as hot as you like.
Fantastic. Enjoy the meal when you get there. Lee, yeah. A couple of questions on the SMS line. Somebody asking whether your establishment is halal?
Yes, we're fully halal, Philippa.
Okay, fantastic. He calls me Philippa. Anyone who worked with me before my 30s calls me Philippa. It's a sign of my age.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Lee, let's talk about pricing. Value for money is one of the things that Graham mentioned and really paid tribute to you for. Can you give us a sense of a couple of average prices of some of the most popular dishes?
Well, you know, we do lamb curry, and I use A-grade lamb. So in bearing in mind that, you know, prices are just running away at the moment, I think we're all aware of that. So, you know, we do a pretty generous portion of lamb curry for 105 rand. You know, and I think if you're used to eating a curry, especially a quality curry in a restaurant, that's a very reasonable price. And then the large lamb rotis as well, also 105 rand. It's boneless meat, it's packed with meat, and it's a pretty generous portion. It would probably feed two people, but, you know, growing up in the family I did, we call it a meal for one. So,
a hungry one.
Yes, hungry.
Okay. Now, I know you're open Tuesdays to Saturdays for lunch and dinner, Lee. Somebody's asking on the SMS line whether there's any chance that you're going to franchise the business or open a second outlet anywhere. Are there any plans to expand?
Well, yes, you know, we have the current store in Belvedere Road in Claremont, and I actually opened a second branch on Thursday in Tekai at the Tekai Junction. So, you know, that will obviously, that's the biggest store. It's sit down as well. It's got a more of an extended menu because I have the space now to do more stuff that people have been asking for in the Belvedere store. So, you know, we can do more things there. And that will be open from Tuesday through till Sunday. So, you know, open from 12 to 8 o'clock.
Fantastic news for those living on that side of the world. And in fact, we've got somebody from that side of the world on the line now. Anita in Tekai. Good afternoon.
Hi, Lee. I just want to find out, do you do biryani?
I do a fabulous biryani, Anita.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
Sounds like you've got a new date of somewhere to visit, Anita in Tekai. Fantastic. Okay. So if you're in Tekai, look out for the new branch in Tekai Junction. If you are more the Rondebosch Claremont side, you'll find Nice and Spicy on Belvedere Road in Claremont, tucked in the corner at the Caltex Garage and open from Tuesday to Saturday. Lee, anything else you would like our listeners to know about your establishment?
Well, you know, just that we serve top quality food. It's all homemade. And, you know, we make the food any way you'd enjoy to eat it. You know, you're buying the food, you're eating the food, and we'd like you to enjoy it the way you'd like to enjoy it. So, you know, pop around anytime. You're more than welcome to, and we'd love to see everybody there.
Lee Downs, can't wait to come and give it a try myself. Thanks for chatting to us, and very best wishes to you and the family as you roll out the second branch of Nice and Spicy in Tekai. Graham, thank you so much for a mouth-watering recommendation this week, and I hope the listeners are going to go try out that fantastic chicken roti for themselves and give us some feedback. If Lee's still listening, a WhatsApp's just popped onto my screen saying, please tell him to do mince, please. Sounds like somebody who's already eaten their way through your menu, and once more, Lee, by the sound of things. Thank you. Thank you so much for the feedback. Remember, you can nominate a fabulous find by dropping an email with the details to pippah@capetalk.co.za.